这个时间呢、我们想要来查考怎么样才能够明白圣经。
At this time, we would like to study how to understand the Holy Scriptures.
圣经是神赐给人类的很宝贵的至宝的天书。
The Bible is a heavenly book、that God has given us.
但是很可惜啊，这是被封住的天书。
However, this book has been sealed.
请看这个以赛亚书二十九章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 29.
以赛亚书二十九章十一节。
Isaiah chapter 29, verse 11.
以赛亚书二十九章十一节。
Isaiah chapter 29, verse 11.
所有的末世你们看如封住的书卷，人将这书卷交给识字的说，请念吧。他说我不能念，因为是封住了。十二节。
12.
又将这书卷交给不识字的人说，请念吧。他说我不识字。所以无论识字的不识字的这本圣经啊，很难懂。
Whether a person is literate or illiterate, they will not be able to read this book.
因为这里是被封住的书。
Because it says here that this is a book that is sealed.
用属肉的眼睛啊，是看不懂的。
If you use your naked eyes to read this book, you will not understand it.
唯有神赐给我们属灵的眼光啊，才或者稍微懂一些。
It's only when God has granted you spiritual eyes that you might be able to comprehend a part of it.
所以是这个圣经虽然是神丰丰富富的宝藏啊，这个藏在这里啊。
Even though
可惜人类能够领受的不多。
Although the treasure of the Lord is all in this book, people find it hard to understand.
请看但以理书十二章四节。
Please turn to Daniel.
但以理书十二章第四节。
Daniel chapter 12, verse 4.
第四节说：“但以理啊，你要隐藏这话，封闭这书，直到末世，必有多人来往奔跑啊，而知识就必增长。”这里也告诉我们，这个圣经的书啊，神所启示的圣经的书啊，是封闭的书，是隐藏的话。
Again, this verse tells us that the words of the Bible are shut up and the book is sealed.
到了这个末时啊，很多人来往奔跑，小子说要切切要。要切心研究啊，知识就必增长。
The latter half of this verse says that until the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Means that many will start researching.
所以今天人类的知识啊，增长了很多了。
We see that today, we have greatly expanded our knowledge.
尤其是这个科技方面的这个知识进步的。实在太快。
Especially in the area of science and technology, we see that there is much advancement.
但是，神所封闭的这个属灵的圣经啊，能够懂得不多。
Yet there are very few who would actually understand this sealed book.
使我们知道这本圣经是难懂的。
So we know that this book is hard for us to comprehend.
再看。以赛亚书二十八章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 28.
以赛亚书二十八章。
Isaiah chapter
28. 二十八章的这个第十节。
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 10.
这里说，神啊是 命上加命啊，令上加令啊，律上加律啊，律上加律啊，这里一点，那里一点，这个也是表示圣经难懂啊。
Again, here it tells us or it shows us that the Bible is hard to comprehend.
它的命令，它的律例，没有连续的、继续的这个讲。
That the commands and the statutes were not a continuous one.
或者神的旨意也没有全篇。这个一直在讲下去。
Nor is the will of God shown to us in complete picture.
是这里一点那一点的。
It is here a little, there a little.
所以我们读圣经啊，要读好多遍的。
That is why we need to read the Bible numerous times.
那这里抓一点，那里抓一点的配合啊，配合起来啊，或者可以组织一篇道理啊。
We need to take a little from here, take a little from there, put them together to make it into a picture.
以上这些经就是我们知道啊，圣经是难懂的书卷。
Definitely this tells us that the Bible is a very difficult book to understand.
所以连明白了解都困难呢、啊，能够来解释这个圣经啊，就更困难。
If it is difficult for us to merely understand it, then it will be even more difficult for us to explain it.
这个不能用人的意思啊能力来解释的啦。
Because you cannot explain the Bible based on your own understanding.
那这样就很危险，圣经说是会自取沉沦的。
Because the Bible tells us that if you were to explain it using your own definitions, then you're looking for death.
请看彼得后书三章十六节。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书三章十六节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 16.
彼得后书三章十六节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 16.
他一切的信上，那是说保罗一切的信上啊，也都是讲论这事，信中有些那明白的。那无学问不坚固的人强解勉强解释啊，如强解别的经书一样啊，是自取沉沦啊。所以不能随便解释啊这个圣经的。
So you cannot casually explain the contents of this Bible.
所以你解释错误了，自取沉沦，或者也使人沉沦。
Because if you were to use your own wisdom to explain this Bible, you're seeking for your own destruction. At the same time, you're also destroying others.
那么要怎么样解释圣经呢？
So how do we go about explaining the Bible?
要以经解经。
You should explain it using its own verses.
因为圣经是这里一点那里一点。
Since the lines are here and there all over.
所以要明白这一点的经节啊。或者要引用那一点的经节来解释。
For you to explain one line in the scriptures, you might need to refer to another line in the same scripture.
不能为随自己的意思解释。
You cannot explain it based on your own wisdom.
更不能合乎自己的想法来解释。
Nor can you explain it using your own terms.
要以经解经。用别的经节来解释这个经节。
You should use other lines of the scriptures to explain a certain line.
换句话说，你解释的经节啊，不能跟其他的经节发生冲突或者矛盾。
In other words, the way you explained one line in the scriptures must not have a conflict with the other parts of the scriptures.
假如用私意要来解释的话呢，那当然啊，当然啊。这个就会冲突了，或者发生矛盾的地方。
If you were to explain it using your own wisdom, you'll find that your explanation is in conflict with other parts of the scriptures.
那么用圣经的话来解释圣经的话呢，就不会冲突矛盾。这样解释，我们就站立得住。
And using the scriptures to explain itself, there won't be any conflicts.
所以圣经难明白。
That is why we say the Bible is difficult to understand.
怎么样难明白呢？就是封住的书。
Why is it difficult to understand? Because it is a sealed book.
虽然难明白啊，但是那么不明白怎么能够了解神所指示，这圣灵所指示天国的道路呢？
Yet,
走这个天国道路呢？
Yet if we do not understand the scriptures, how then can we walk on this path of salvation?
所以神还是赐给我们一些方法呀，来这个明白。
And hence God has given us some methods to understand the scriptures.
第一点呢，就是需要靠神的灵才能明白。
First, we need to understand the scriptures through the Spirit of God.
因为圣经是神的灵默示很多，作者写下来。
Because it is the Holy Spirit that inspired many authors of the Bible to write down the words of God.
旧约三十九卷，新约二十七卷，一共66卷呢，有几十位作者啊写出来。
Old Testament consists of 39 books. The New Testament consists of 27 books, giving a total of 66. And the Holy Spirit has inspired more than 10 writers to write these 66 books.
但在他们背后啊，有神在那操纵。
It is God who is inspiring these authors to write down the words.
神的灵感动这些人啊，写下来。
The Spirit of God inspired these writers to write down these books were not written based on the author's wisdom.
因此啊，虽然经过一千多年的时间，或者几十个人写下来啊，没有发生矛盾冲突的地方。
Therefore, in the spirit of 1,000 years, when these scriptures were canonized, there aren't any conflicts among the 10 or more authors.
因为他们按照神的灵的感动，按照神的旨意写下的嘛，所以作者的意思啊，只有神呐、啊，所以不会发生矛盾冲突。
There are no conflicts among the 10 or more authors because it is the Spirit of God that has been guiding them writing these books.
因此我们要明白圣经呢，也不能发生冲突矛盾的。
Therefore, we will realize that there are no conflicts or anything that contrasts one another in this book.
这是要解释圣经的方法。
So these are some of the ways to explain the Bible.
那么首先要明白圣经啊，要有神的灵来启示。
To understand the Bible, you need the Spirit of God to inspire you.
因为借着神的灵写下来圣经，要有神的灵啊。在我们里面，我们才能够明白圣经。
Since this is a book inspired by the Holy Spirit, we need the Holy Spirit to reveal the secret of this book to us.
请看约福音十六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 16.
十六章的这个十三节。
Chapter 16, verse 13.
约福音十六章十三节。
John chapter 16, verse 13.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并把将来的事都告诉你。这就说要等到真理的圣灵来了，就能够引导我们明白一切的真理，圣经的真理。
Says in verse 13, when the Spirit of Truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth.
圣灵称作真理的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is also known as the Spirit of Truth.
因为他能够引导我们明白真理的缘故。
This is because He can guide us into all the truth.
所以要明白圣经的真理啊，需要有圣灵。
So to understand the truth of this Bible, you need the Spirit of truth.
所以从这一点看起来还没有圣灵的弟兄姊妹啊，就需要赶快求圣灵了。
Based on this verse, brothers and sisters who have yet to receive the Holy Spirit, you should work hard and pray for the Holy Spirit.
我没有得到圣灵以前呢，我圣经也不明白。
Prior to me receiving the Holy Spirit, I also have a hard time understanding the scriptures.
我开始去慕道的时候啊，在台中教会有一位执事啊，那么很亲切的替我翻圣经。
When I was seeking the truth in Taichung Church, a deacon sat beside me and was helping me flipping the Bible.
那么大家都知道我们教会的正道的方法呢，一小时之间呢，翻了好几处，好几十处经节的。
As all of you may know, in 1 hour of sermon, we may be quoting many verses in the Bible.
这位执事很亲切地替我翻这个圣经节给我看。
And this deacon was very good in assisting me in flipping the Bible.
因为或者翻得很快啊，而且根本我对圣经从来没有看过啊，所以没有仔细思考啊，所以当然不懂。
Because people have been flipping the pages too fast, and also, I was seeking the truth, so I had a hard time understanding the sermon, and therefore I do not understand the Bible well.
那么在自己家里要读圣经的话呢，因为不明白它的意思啊，所以会打瞌睡。
And if I try to read the Bible at home, because I don't understand the scriptures, I often fell asleep reading the Bible.
所以没有办法一直读下去。
And that is why I couldn't continue on with Bible reading.
并不是我们这个圣经的文字难啊。
It is not to say that the words used in this Bible are very difficult.
即使有难的字，我也可以查字典啊。
Even if there are difficult words that were used, I can always refer to a dictionary.
但圣经不是借着这个文字，你就能够明白它的意思。懂得文字的意思，就明白它的意思。
But it doesn't mean that if you know the literal meaning of the words, you will understand the meaning of the whole passage.
所以没有圣灵的启示啊，就没有办法明白。
Therefore, without revelation from the Spirit of Truth, you will not be able to understand the scriptures.
这是我的体验。
That is my personal experience.
那么等到我领受圣灵之后呢，我就读圣经啊，就津津有味了。
But after I have received the Holy Spirit, I find that I can finally read the Bible.
尤其是这个《使徒行传》呢，我读了好几遍。
Especially the Book of Acts, I have read it numerous times.
因为《使徒行传》所记载的啊，在我们教会可以体验得到，可以看得到。
Because in the Book of Acts, many of the historical events can be witnessed in our church.
不但神迹奇事的事情在我们教会可以看得到，得圣灵的人能够说方言，而且能够算几个人，在我们教会都看得到的。
Not only can we see signs of wonders and miracles in this church, we can also see the number of people receiving the Holy Spirit. We can actually count how many.
在求道的那一段时间，我在台中的一些教会啊，跑了好几个都去听到了。
While I was seeking the truth, I have been to many churches, listening to the sermons.
但是没有看过，没有听过这个《使徒行传》所记载那些事情。
But I have yet to witness the events that were recorded in the Book of Acts.
那到教会，我自己体验圣灵啦，也看到信徒怎么样得圣灵，怎么样能够算得圣灵的人呐、啊，那我就相信真的这本圣经是神所默示的。
And when I've been to church, I've seen the number of people receiving the Holy Spirit, and indeed it has reflected what was recorded in the Book of Acts, and I believe that this book is inspired by God.
不然的话，那么2000年写的圣经，怎么在2000或者今天我们能够体验得到呢？
If this is not the Book of God, then how can we experience the same event that happened 2,000 years ago?
明天的事情我们尚且不知道，何况2000年前写的，2000年后能够应验、能够体验，这不是神的灵所启示的，还有谁有这个能力呢
？We will not know what will happen to us tomorrow, so how will we know what happened 2,000 years ago? So if it's not the Spirit of God that inspired this book, then who have done it?
所以《使徒行传》我就感觉津津有味继续读了好几遍。
I enjoyed reading the Book of Acts very much and have read it numerous times.
那么按照圣灵的启示慢慢懂得这个圣经的属灵的意思就喜欢读了。
And because the Holy Spirit had inspired me, I have slowly began to understand the truth in this Bible, and I've enjoyed reading it.
所以要明白圣经的一个方法呀，要先得圣灵，靠着圣灵的启示来明白。
Hence, one way to understand the Bible is to first to pray for the Holy Spirit to receive the Holy Spirit.
那我们弟兄当中很多人有圣灵啊。
Among us, there are many who have received the Holy Spirit already.
我想他们不一定很懂、很懂得这个圣经。
But I don't believe they knew this Bible well.
为什么呢？他不够圣灵充满。
Why? Because they have not been filled by the Holy Spirit.
只有圣灵没有发出圣灵的种种的力量出来。
They may have received the Holy Spirit, but they have not tapped into the energy of the Holy Spirit.
所以还是不明白的。
And that is why they could not understand this Bible.
我们如果人是这个属肉的旧人的话，那圣经就没有办法明白了。属肉的旧人，以前的人。还没有重生的新人。
If we have not renewed to become a new being, then we will still not be able to understand this book.
所以难怪世人啊，更不懂圣经啊。
And that is why we say the people of this world do not understand the Holy Scriptures.
我们中国的一位伟大的学者胡适博士啊。胡适博士他就是美国的纽约的哥伦比亚大学的这个哲学博士。
We have a very famous Chinese scholar, Dr. Hu.
不但是得到哥伦比亚大学的这个哲学博士啊，世界各国都送他很多的这个博士的学位的。
He has received his PhD from the Columbia University in the United States. At the same time, he had also received many honorary degrees from universities around the world.
所以他是一位很有学问的人呐。
He is a learned man.
有知识的人呐。
One with much knowledge.
那么他看了很难懂的这个佛教的书吧，看了很多，也写了一些。
He has read much of the Buddhist scriptures. He had also written some himself.
这位伟大的这个我们中国的这个胡适博士呢，我相信他也一定看过圣经了。他看了很多书嘛，圣经一定看过的。
And I believe Dr. Who is very knowledgeable, must have also read the Holy Scriptures.
但是他对圣经没有写过什么，我相信呢，他也是不懂圣经。
And yet he did not write anything about the Bible. Therefore, I believe he could not understand this Bible.
为什么他是不懂圣经呢？
Why wouldn't he understand the Bible?
当他在一场演讲的时候，脑充血倒下去，就去世。
During one of the speech while he was given, he suffered a stroke and died.
那么当他突然的死亡呢，当时我在报纸看到他的太太啊，那哭得不得了，将要昏倒的那个相片啊，在报纸上登了。
When he died so suddenly, the newspaper showed a picture of his wife weeping.
在那个时候啊，我正在求道的时候啊，那么曾经听过啊，有信徒啊去世。
And at that time, I was still seeking the truth. I have heard that many believers had passed away too.
那么他的家人，尤其是他的太太啊，太太啊，那么能够把他的后事做好，出葬之后呢，那个晚上啊，他又来聚会了。
Now I've seen that the surviving members, after have taken care of the funeral services, they would still come to church.
心灵啊，很平静，很平安。
And these surviving members, they feel very peaceful at heart.
因为他懂得圣经，懂得神的旨意。
Because these people understood the will of God, they also knew the Bible.
胡适博士虽然有那么多的学院知识啊，不懂，所以没有办法把神的这个旨意啊，天国属灵的事情呢，告诉他的太太。
Doctor Who may be knowledgeable, but he was not able to understand the will of God and the Bible. Therefore, he couldn't pass these messages over to his wife.
所以他突然去世之后，他的太太真是感觉完全绝望了。So
at his sudden departure, his wife was at a loss and was hopeless.
信主与不信主的这个不同啊，我还看到一个例子。
So this is one example of Preacher Morris.
他生过很多病啊，都蒙神医治啊。
That's a Japanese preacher. His mother suffered much illness.
但是继续不断的这个受了试炼啊，病都没有离开他的身上。
She has been through much tests, and yet the illnesses were still there.
后来，她的这个丈夫摩尼西玛长老啊，因为胰脏癌呀去世。And
the husband of this deacon died because of a pancreas cancer.
去世不久啊，那么因为韩国的这个汉城，首都汉城啊，成立了啊，盖了一个大会堂，也让总会。
Not long after his death, the church in Seoul, Korea, had built a big chapel.
那么有现场礼啊，那个时候我也去呀，这位摩尼西玛执事啊，也要特地来参加这个现场典礼啊，也来了汉城了，韩国了。And
during the church dedication, I happened to go over to Seoul, and at the same time, this deacon also went to Seoul.
这个现场礼完了之后呢，那么这个韩国的弟兄们呢，就长子们呢，就带我们去访问这个韩国的一些教会。After
this church dedication in Seoul, many Korean brothers and sisters and the ministers would take us to visit some of the Korean brothers and sisters.
那么到了一处乡下的教会啊，刚好啊，有一位我们的弟兄。 当时是在那个地方做校长的，小学校长的，也是我们教会的负责人的去世。We
went to visit a rural area where we have a church there, and one of our brothers who happened to be a principal of a school had recently passed away.
他的太太是没有相信的。And
his wife was an unbeliever.
所以为了这位弟兄啊。 多为教会的圣工劳苦啊，他都不满意呀、啊。And
even though the wife of our brother was not happy that her husband spent too much time in the church.
不但是自己不来教会听福音呐、啊，还常常责备啊他的这个先生啊，说是多花时间在教会。And
She did not come to the church with her husband. Rather, she reprimanded her husband for spending too much time in the church.
后来，她的丈夫就是我们教会的这位弟兄啊，蒙神召回天家。So
when her husband and our church brother was called back by the Lord,
她就是真的，一般世人一样的这个绝望啊，这个悲伤的不得了啊。She
like the people of the world became hopeless.
那么我们特地也去访问，这位校长的，这位我们弟兄的这个太太啊。So
we went to visit this widow.
看到她还是苍白的脸孔啊，还是很悲伤的样子。
We could see that she was still in mourning, and she was her face was pale.
那我就请摩尼西玛执事啊，来劝劝她，因为她自己有同样的经验呢、啊，劝劝她最好。So
I asked this Japanese deacon to encourage her, since she was also in the same situation.
当时我有一种感觉啊，就是信主的跟没有信主的，同样遇到丈夫去世的情形之下。
It's at that moment that I realized that there is a very big difference between believers and non-believers, because these two women both had lost their husbands, yet their reactions are completely different.
摩尼西玛只是丈夫也去世不久啊，自己身上还有病啊，但是她很平安，很平静。
We see that the Japanese deaconess had recently lost her husband, and she herself was ill, yet she was still, she still had peace in her heart.
这位校长的太太因为没有信主的缘故啊，她的悲伤啊，绝望啊，没有办法解决的。
And this Korean woman who lost her husband, she was still in mourning, and she was at a loss, and she was hopeless.
换句话说，摩尼西玛只是明白神的旨意。 而这个校长太太不明白神的旨意，不认识神。In
other words, our Japanese deaconess knew the will of God, and this Korean widow did not know the will of God, and therefore she was hopeless.
所以要明白神的旨意很重要。So
it is important for us to understand the will of God.
那么神的旨意都写在这个圣经里面呢。And
the will of God is all written in this Holy Scripture.
借着圣灵，我们 努力读圣经，可以明白的。
And through the Holy Spirit, if we study this Bible hard, we should be able to understand it.
但是我们不让圣灵充满，不努力读圣经，当然仍然是不明白了。If
we do not ask the Holy Spirit to fill us up, and we do not study this Bible hard, then we still will not be able to understand it.
摩尼西玛执事是他是很虔诚的一位执事啊。
Our Japanese deaconess is a very Reverend believer.
虽然是受了那么大的试炼啊，聚会时间他都来参加的。Even
though she was facing such a enormous task, she still come to the church on time.
努力祷告，努力读经啊。She
prayed hard. She studied the Bible hard.
摩尼西玛传道，他的儿子摩尼西玛传道告诉我啊，他小孩的时候生病啊，他的母亲呐，在他的旁边祷告，整夜祷告，为他祷告。
And her son, the preacher, said that while he was young, and when he was ill, his mother would kneel beside his bed and prayed all night.
所以他的家没有放药，只靠着祷告来医病。Therefore,
in their house, you will not find a medicine cabinet. They relied on prayers.
而祷告又整夜为孩子，整天为孩子祷告，有这种热诚的祷告。
This deaconess would pray all night for her son, and that is why her son would be healed.
那么有圣灵还不明白圣经要怎么办呢?
So if you have the Holy Spirit and you still do not understand the Bible, what can you do?
因为圣经神所启示的属灵的话,
the Bible is the Word of God.
所以用属肉的眼光，属肉的人不明白。
Using our physical eyes and our physical minds, we will not be able to
understand. 举一些例子来看看吧。
Let's raise some examples.
路加福音六章。
Luke chapter 6.
路加福音第六章24节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 24.
24节。 你们富足的人有祸了，因为你们受过你们的安慰。看回来20节。
Let's read verse 20.
耶稣举目看着门徒说：“你们贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。”耶稣说：“贫穷的人有福，而富足的人有祸。”Jesus
says, "The blessed are the poor, and woe to the rich."
属肉的世人有几个能够了解这个经节呢？
So how many of the people of this world would be able to understand these two verses?
普通不是说富足的人有福啊，贫穷的人才是有祸啊。Don't
we usually say blessed are the rich and woe to the poor?
但是耶稣所说的是相反，贫穷的人有福，富足的人有祸。But
Jesus has just said the opposite, blessed are the poor and woe to the rich.
跟世人完全相反的这种话，谁能够明白呢？
So who can understand this complete opposite sayings to what we usually would say?
像这一类很多了，所以这个就是圣经难明白的地方了。There
are many such examples, and that is why the Bible is so hard to understand.
路加福音14章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 14.
14章13节。
Chapter 14, verse 13.
14章, 13节。
Luke chapter 14, verse 13.
耶稣教训他们说, 你们百事筵席啊, 倒要请那, 贫穷的, 残废的, 病, 瘸腿的, 瞎眼的, 你就有福了。
Jesus said that when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed.
我们请客的时候不是喜欢请有地位的 有权势的有钱的人吗?
When we hold a feast, don't we usually like to invite those who are rich, those who have high social status?
除了我们的亲戚朋友要请他以外啊, 如果, 不是亲戚朋友要请他呢, 要请这个有地位的有钱财的。
So other than our friends and relatives, the others that we would invite would be those who are rich and those who have a high social status.
谁要请那些没有用的、贫穷的、残废的、瘸腿的、瞎眼的呢?
Who would invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, and the blind to a feast?
请这些只有损失啊，一点益处也没有啊。
Inviting these people, you will only be at a loss because you won't gain anything from them.
但主耶稣道叫我们要请这些人才有福。
But Lord Jesus tells us that if we invite these people, we will be blessed.
事实是说，因为他们没有什么可报答你呀，但是到义人复活的时候啊，你要得着报答。
Verse 14 tells us that because they cannot repay us, and we will be repaid at the resurrection of the just.
人不能报答你啊, 神会报答你。
If people cannot repay you, God can.
福气在这里。
That is where the blessing lies.
但是属肉的世人怎么能了解这个道理呢?
But how could the people of this world understand this?
还有, 马太福音16章23节。
Listen to Matthew 16, verse 23.
马太福音16章23节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 23.
从21节看吧。
Let's start from verse 21.
从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。22节。
22.
彼得就拉着他劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。”23节。23。耶稣转过来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，自己的人的意思。”当主耶稣说他要到耶路撒冷啊，要去受苦被杀呀。 但是第三天复活的时候呢，年纪比较大的、比较懂事的这个彼得啊，就拉着主耶稣说，而且劝他：“主啊，万不可如此啊！这种不幸的事情啊，一定不会临到你的身上啊。这个不是很好的门徒吗？有体贴啊，这个耶稣的门徒吗？”
When Jesus told his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem to suffer and to be killed on the third day, he would be raised. Peter, the eldest disciples, took him aside and said to him that he should not go. Isn't this a good action of Peter showing his love to his teacher?
在人的立场来看，这个很好的门徒啊，怎么耶稣要责备他呢？
From the point of view of a human being, we see that Peter is being a very good disciple to Jesus, so why would Jesus rebuke him?
还有指着彼得说：“撒旦啊，退后去吧。”He
turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan.
你是绊我的。You
are a hindrance to me.
能够了解吗? 不会了解的。So
how can we understand this part?
再看马太福音第八章。
So let's turn to Matthew chapter 8.
第八章的21节。
Chapter 8 verse 21.
八章21节。
Chapter 8 verse 21 of Matthew.
有一个门徒对耶稣说：“主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。”22节。22。耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你跟从我吧。” 这个要埋葬父亲，要追踪思源，这个做人子的人的最后的孝道。
A disciple wanting to bury his father to show his last respect to his father.
所以，这位门徒啊，向主耶稣要请假回去埋葬他的父亲啊。
And the disciple asked Jesus for leave to go back to bury his father.
主耶稣没有答应。
Jesus denied him.
一般人看这个耶稣真的是不懂得孝道的人啊。
And most people would see that Jesus here have no honor for parents.
不懂人情的人啊。
We'll see that he is cold-hearted.
哪里有要回去埋葬父亲不答应呢？
How could a teacher not let his disciples go home to bury his father?
他说任凭死人埋葬他们的死人。
And Jesus went on to say, leave the dead to bury their own dead.
这里有两个死人是不同的死人啊。
There are two deads mentioned here, both are different from one another.
头一个死人是灵性死的，肉体还活着，他家里的人。
The first dead refers to those who are dead spiritually, but physically they're still alive. This refer to the other members of the disciples' household.
就是没有信主的、不信主的，他在家里的人。
This will refer to the non-believers of the disciples.
因为这是灵性死的人啊，在这里，所以说也把他当作死人。
Because those who are spiritually dead, Jesus referred to them as being dead.
那么呢，让他们去埋葬他们的死人。就是去世的父亲就好了。
To bury their own dead, the second dead refers to the dead father.
你来跟从我
，that you
才是要紧的。
It is you come and follow me. That is the more important thing to do.
世人能够明白这个道理吗
？Can the people of this world understand this verse?
马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
主说，因为我来啊，是叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇与婆婆生疏。人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。我在学校教书啊，有一位同学啊，他还是班长呢。他来告诉我，我不信耶稣。我说为什么呢？他叫人不孝嘛，他说信耶稣之后啊，人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏，媳妇婆婆生疏，而家人变成他的仇敌。那这个信耶稣怎么得了啊？
Sorry, it's Matthew chapter 10 verse 35. What I was teaching, there is a student of mine said that he would not believe in Christianity because Christianity does not preach filial piety.As this verse says that the man will be against his father, the daughter against her mother.
我告诉他，你不懂圣经的缘故了。
So I said to him, this is all because you do not understand the Bible.
你不懂啊，所以你才不信啊。
Because you do not understand the Bible, therefore you would not believe in Christianity.
但从文字看起来，明明是这样写的嘛。
However, from this verse, literally it is said that a man will be against his father.
亲爱的家人怎么是仇敌啊？
How could your own family members be your enemies?
世人是不懂的。
So obviously the person does not know the Bible well.
再看一个，马太福音十二章。
Let's now turn to Matthew chapter 12.
十二章的四十八节。
Chapter 12, verse 48.
从四十六节看吗？
Let's start from verse 46.
耶稣还对众人说话的时候，不料他母亲和他弟兄站在外边，要与他说话。四七节。
47.
有人告诉他说：“看哪、你母亲和你弟兄站在外边，要与你说话。”四八节。
48.
他却回答那人说：“谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄？”四九节。
49.
就伸手指着门徒说：“看哪、我的母亲，我的弟兄。”不信主的人呐、批评主耶稣说：“真是不孝、六亲不认的无情人呐、
For those non-believers, they would say that Jesus is one who have no respect for the parents and have and have no love for the brothers, for his brothers.
他的母亲,他弟兄来看他要与他说话,他说,谁是我的母亲,谁是我的弟兄啊?不能他们是母亲,是弟兄啊。
When his mother and his brothers came and asked to speak with him, he said, Who is my mother and who are my brothers? He would not admit them.
道子的门徒说,看啊,这些就是我的母亲,这是我的弟兄啊。
And rather, he pointed out his hand towards his disciples and said, Here are my mother and my brothers.
能懂吗? 这个以人的脑筋能懂吗?
Based on our own wisdom, would we be able to understand the saying of Jesus?
难怪他批评耶稣是六亲不认的无情人啊。
And that no wonder there are people who said that Jesus is heartless and cold and does not admit his own parents and brothers.
但是因为他们不懂得属灵的道。
All this is because these people do not understand the spiritual truth.
对，是经节要后来从圣经里面找到一节啊，可以打开这些经节，了解这个经节的一节圣经节。
The only way to understand these sayings, or these truths, would be to find another verse or in the Bible that would explain it.
这些经节，我认为这是打开圣经之钥匙，一把钥匙。
And I will often refer to these verses as keys.
现在我要向你们介绍这一把钥匙。
Now I would like to introduce to you this key.
盼望你们借着这把钥匙啊， 来解开这些刚才念这些经节吧。
I hope that you can use this key to help you to understand the verses that we have read.
这个就是约翰福音6章的63节。
Let's now turn to John chapter 6 verse 63.
约翰福音6章的63节。
John chapter 6 verse 63.
所以说叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。 我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命，不是说属肉的事情，属这个世界的事情。What
Jesus has spoken of are spirit and life is not things that pertain to the physical world.
我常常想，假如啊，耶稣告诉我们怎么样赚钱。I
often thought to myself, if Jesus had taught us how to make money.
怎么样才能够升官发财?
That what we could do to make sure that we earn a lot of money and respect.
买什么样的股票啊才能赚钱?
Or if Jesus were to show us which stocks to buy.
我想这个会堂3倍的这个场地啊还不够用，挤满了人。
I believe that even if we triple the lot of this chapel, we will not be able to fill all who want to come to this church.
一定还有很多人要站着听啊。
I believe there are still many people who would prefer to stand.
要听主耶稣怎么样启示我们来赚钱啊。
And these people want to come to know how Jesus revealed the secrets of making money to us.
但是耶稣不讲这些。
But Jesus does not tell us these.
所以世人感觉这个枯燥无味，讲什么呢？我不懂啊。
Therefore, the people find that the teachings of Jesus are boring and bland.
盼望我们信主能够懂。
I hope that as believers, you will understand.
所以我提供这些经节给你们来打开。
That's why I'm
这不懂的经节。
And that is why I'm giving you this verse as a key to reveal all the other confusing verses.
再看这些圣经。
Let's read this again.
63节。
63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。这个很重要。
It is important that it is the spirit that gives life, the flesh is of no avail.
谁能够认为这个肉体无益的呢?
Who think that flesh is of no avail?
这个肉体太重要了。
This physical body is very important.
这个肉体生病，我们马上看医生，要吃药。
When we are ill, the first thing we do is go to see a doctor to get some medicine.
心灵的病，灵根本我们也不知道，那心灵的病我们更不知道啊。
We know nothing of the spirit, so when the spirit is ill, we would not do anything.
所以世人是注重肉体的。
So the people of this world emphasize on the physical life.
注重看得见的这个世界。
They stress on the material world.
盼望我们信徒时有属灵的眼光， 看到我们的这个灵性。
We hope that as brothers and sisters, you have spiritual eyes to see your own spirituality.
肉体不是无意的，但是不要看重肉体胜过看重灵啊。
The flesh may be of no avail, but do not stress on the flesh more than your spiritual life.
那这样子才能够明白神的旨意啦。
When you have done that, you will be able to understand the words of God.
而主耶稣对我们所说的话就是灵，就是生命，不是属世属肉的。
And the words that Jesus have spoken are spirit and life, not the spiritual body.
所以你要用属肉的属世的眼光来看主耶稣所说的这些话，当然不懂啊。
I'm sorry, not the physical body. And therefore, if you use the knowledge of this world to view this Bible, you would definitely not understand it.
因为主所说的话，这是属灵的话，是属于永远生命的。
Because Jesus speaks spiritual words, and these words would give you eternal life.
那明白这些经节，我相信刚才念的那些经节可以打得开才对了。
If you understand verse 63, you will be able to understand all the other verses that we read earlier on.
因为时间不够了，不会再念刚才那些经节怎么打开，你们自己打开看看，能不能了解。
Because of the time constraint, we will not be able to reveal the secrets of these verse, the other verses that we have read one by one. It is up to you to unlock the secret.
解开不能了解的，个别的来找我。我告诉你怎么样解开。
If you still could not explain the prior verses, you can come and approach me. I will teach you how.
同心默祷。
Let's now pray.